Connolly doing what he has done ever since he burst into that team, helped the Scorchers win the final a couple of years ago. He's been mainly playing red ball cricket of late, though. Nice to have you on Summer Grandstand, Cooper. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. And thought we'd sort of buddy you up as well by Dizzy sort of predicting that the Scorchers would go well and then playing a couple of your highlights. Are you ready to get back to coloured clothing and white ball cricket? You've been playing a lot of red ball cricket recently.
Yeah, exciting. Also nice for Dizzy to say he's got the Scorchers there. That's always nice. But yeah, it's always looking forward to getting the colours on. And this time of the year when the orange starts coming on, the boys start to get excited and pumped up. But yeah, we're looking forward to, I guess, tomorrow's game against the Sixers.
Great way to start the season when you think of the big finals that those two teams have played over the years. But I am going to just go to your Red Bull recent past, because we caught up in Mackay during the White Ball series and you're saying, oh, yep, I've got to go to India to play the Australia A stuff. And then last week you were a part of the Australia A team that absolutely bashed up on the England Lions. What was that game like at Allan Border Field while the Test match was across town?
Yeah, it was a nice opportunity to sort of challenge ourselves. And we obviously got on the good side of the toss. We bowled first, and it's normally a little bit spicy day one. So we made the most of that. And then, yeah, I think once we batted, we just tried to bat once and bat big. And that's what we did. Nathan McSweeney played a hell of an innings. Probably the first time I've seen someone make a double 100 and make it look easy. But yeah, it was a good opportunity. It was nice to sort of, Tim Payne spoke about at the start that this is the sixth test of the Ashes. So technically we're up 3-0 in the Ashes, so we can't lose. That's what Payne had for us. So no, it was a nice game, nice to sort of challenge ourselves. And yeah, lucky we came out on the good side of it. But yeah, we played some good cricket that week, and yeah, definitely some positive signs moving forward.
And I think that the psyche that as fans we try and get inside the dressing room to get a feel for motivations for the team, and obviously that's a very strong team of guys that have had test experience like yourself or others who are trying to press for it. But I think the bigger question was, hold on, this is also Gen Next for England. They're in Australia. Don't give them any confidence whatsoever. If you want to, you know, let them know what it's like to get experience in this country, well, you know, watch us bat for a day and a half and put nearly 600 on you.
Yeah, Payne said to us at the start, he was big on making sure they had no good memories of playing against us. So I felt like we did that to them. We made it tough for them to get into the game, and just, yeah, I guess we destroyed them in some sort. But yeah, I think it was just pretty big on just not sort of giving them any confidence for when they come back to Australia and not making it easy work for them. But yeah, I think, yeah, we played some great cricket, and we had a great side with a lot of sort of chip-ins here and there throughout the game. But yeah, it was a nice solid team performance.
Cooper Connolly's with you. It's Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. You can get in touch on 0467 920 222 0467 920 222. Stuart from Aspley texts, hi guys, Brisbane Heat to win the BBL. And I say that the Perth Scorchers, yeah, well, I agree with Jason that they'll be competitive. Thank you, Stuart. Now, Cooper, as much as you get to enjoy playing with the Scorchers, this is a period of cricket where you get to, at some point, sleep in your own bed. It hasn't happened a lot. Look, I know you're loving playing for Perth, but how is it actually living in Perth for a bit?
Yeah, it's always nice. Come home to mum cooking me dinner is always a nice touch. Sleeping in my own bed, there's nothing better than it. But yeah, it's nice to spend a bit of time at home. We've got, obviously, the first game at home, which is always nice. So spending a bit of time here with family and friends, and then, head off to Brisbane for our second game.
You've been all around the world. How many nights do you reckon now? When we caught up in Mackay a couple of months ago during that South Africa series, I remember you saying, I think it was only about a week and a half that you'd spent in your bed. What's the count now for nights at home in 2025 for Cooper Connolly?
I'm going to say a little bit more now. I feel like I've probably had up to maybe three months in my own bed, which has been actually pretty good. But I'm not one to complain. Obviously, the national team's been doing it for a long period of time, so I'm just getting my first taste of not being home much, and I'm actually enjoying it. That might change over the years, but I'm not complaining, because the big dogs have done it for a while now, so I think I've got to sort of earn my right to do that. But yeah, it's been enjoyable to spend some time home and away playing cricket, doing something that I love doing.
Okay, let's look at this team. Your Scorchers team again, Adam Voges up front. It's been a very solid team for a very long time. But a couple of years ago, it seemed that bowling unit has really had to be changed. You were such a good defensive team in that regard. And we know that Jason Behrendorf's been a mainstay. He's now off to the Renegades. And this leads me to a question about one of the young stars who's been around the white ball international squad of recent times. What's it like facing Marley Beardman in the nets, Cooper?
Try and avoid it as much as possible.
Describe us to him, because a lot of general sports fans haven't seen much of this guy.
Yeah, I'd put him to likes. It's pretty similar to, I feel like he's got the skills to come towards being someone like Jai Richardson, a little bit smaller, skiddy, fast action. But he's definitely got the skills, and it's going to be exciting this year. Hopefully he gets his a real good crack this year and shows why he's got the skills and the ability to play for the Scorchers. But yeah, it's super exciting. Bowls with some good pace, swings the ball. But just be exciting to see him learn his craft this year and sort of understand T20 cricket a bit more. He hasn't played much. So I think everyone in Perth and Western Australia is looking forward to seeing how he goes, because he's an exciting sort of talent, and yeah, looking forward to watching him bowl fast at Optus.
And around the group, obviously it's a bit of a shorter runway when you get together, a lot of state guys, but you've got others coming in. So what's the focus been in the lead into this first game, Cooper?
Yeah, look, we've probably assembled a couple of days ago together and just had some brief discussions about how we want to go about it and stuff. But yeah, I think it's over the sort of the last couple of days, it's just been get what you need to be ready for Sunday. It's been quite hot over in Perth. It's meant to be 38 degrees tomorrow. So I think it's just about making sure you get the right amount, that you're ready to go on Sunday and prepare the best you can. But yeah, I think everyone's got their own individual ways to prepare for a game. And I think that's something that's been so good for the Scorchers, is we all prepare differently, and the coaches are capable of preparing each other to their needs and their requirements. But yeah, we're really looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a packed house, we're hoping. And yeah, looking forward to putting on a show for the fans.
Here's a broad one for you, Cooper, and it doesn't have to be about a particular part of your game, but you've had to switch from 20-over cricket to long-form cricket. You've made your test debut this year. You've been in and around international squads with a mix of domestic cricket as well. What have you learned about your journey as a cricketer in the last 12 months, you think, that's been a real key for you starting to settle a little bit more in the senior ranks?
Look, I think it's just more going from format to format. I think that's the hardest thing I've found in recent times, because I haven't done it a lot. I've mainly played white ball cricket growing up. I've only played 8 red ball games now. So I think it's just more trying to find that balance and the tempo for each format. It doesn't change a heap for me, but still just trying to find, there's little slight changes in all three, but it's just trying to sort of work that out, and I'm still working that out. So I think it's just about trying to understand what that is for me. And yeah, I guess moving forward, that's something I'll probably try to learn a bit more about with the amount of cricket that's happening at the moment. But yeah, and then obviously just learning off some of the guys that have been at that level for a long period of time, Travis Head, Mitch Marsh, all those guys, just learning off how they sort of train and what professionalism actually is and the way they go about it. So, yeah, those are probably the two key things I took out of it.
Yeah. Where do you think you're going to bat this year in the lineup?
I'm hoping 3 again, but we'll see what happens. We've got a powerful lineup, so anything could happen. But, yeah, I think, with the lineup we've got, it's going to be fearful to bowl out, and hopefully we can sort of set the tone early in the tournament and put some runs together. But I think it's a lineup, if things click, it's gonna be a dangerous lineup.
And what about the role of your tweakers? I know that Ashton Agar's been the mainstay there, but have you talked about, obviously the role at home can be different elsewhere, very different conditions at the turning pitch of the Sydney Showground compared to what you get back home at Perth Stadium, but what's the role with your bowling?
Yeah, look, I think it's just the same as it's been the last couple of years. Bowl a couple of overs here and there. I'd like it to be a bit more, but I guess there might be a few more overs this year just with the experience of our attack. But no, I have full faith in our bowling group. Hopefully, I'm not required, everything's going well, but yeah, the opportunity comes there if, AT finds the right matchup and feels like I'm a good option. But, yeah, it's normally just go with the flow with AT. AT's a very good skipper. But, yeah, it's something I've been working on a lot over the sort of past 12 months with a bit of direction. So, yeah, just trying to tick along with that and I guess not lose my batting, but just trying to tick over with my bowling and slowly get that better and into a sort of state where I feel like I can be a number one spinner.
Oh, look, and you're an international white ball fifer taker now, so I can imagine if you were sort of getting a bit frustrated not having a bowl at some point, because that's a great string to your bow. Cooper, thanks for your time. Who do the Perth Scorchers play in the final of the BBL this summer? Who's the one team you've really got your eye on that could challenge you guys?
I obviously think Hobart from winning it last year. They've got a pretty strong side again. Be nice to sort of knock them off in the final. But it's always a good matchup. Either the Sixers or the Heat. That's always a good matchup. It's always a great game of cricket. And yeah, so it's probably those three teams. But yeah, there's a lot of cricket to go till then.
Thanks for your time. It's going to be a great way to launch the season. Are you watching? Are you tuning in Hobart tonight though to watch the girls go around?
Yeah, we'll be supporting the girls. Hopefully, it can be the first one this season, and then we'll be the second one hopefully. So yeah, we'll be tuning in and watching that and supporting them.
Always appreciate your time. Thank you, Cooper.
Thanks for having me.